I love talking to Representative Paul Tonko. I consider him a close personal friend. Am I supposed to say that? Well, maybe not, but he is, and he represents New York's 20th District. He assumed office on January 3rd, 2009. Seems like yesterday.
It does. The first four terms are going by in very rapid fashion.
Paul Tonko, I guess I want to know this. This is my first interview with you since the election, so what happened?
Well, I think that the message didn't reach a great many of middle-income Americans, individuals who are frightened about their economic security, and people who are concerned about landing a job or keeping a job. And so I think we need to do better. We have a great platform for the middle-income community, for the innovation economy, for job training, and I think we need to better communicate because I think the elements of anger and fear were very strong in this, in the tone established during this campaign. And while I understand those emotions and understand they're running rampant as we speak, the selection has to be based on more than that. And I think the challenge to my party, our party, is to move forward and message the work that's being done and the vision that we share as a party to the great many out there who perhaps walked away from our choice.
So you think it was just this anger on the part of some people who really felt that they'd been left behind as opposed to the master showmanship of Donald Trump?
Well, he knew how to tap into that anger. He addressed it in very emotional response, which I think then further heightened the emotional context of this campaign. But now it's time to govern, and you have to define yourself and be able to go forward and respond to those many concerns out there for which he offered very simplistic but very yet verbalized commitments, getting jobs, bringing back jobs, jobs that pay well, making certain that he was going to move forward and offer tax cuts for a great many, especially the people on the top, the corporate taxes, and then also, saying that he would appoint a special prosecutor to deal with the issues that he saw surrounding Hillary Clinton.
So, Paul, he seems to be walking it back a bit, though.
More than a bit.
Yeah. Why don't you talk about that a bit?
Well, I'm very serious about the climate change issue. I think that concept is real. Scientists, the 97% or so of the scientist community embraces that theory. I think it's important for us to address greenhouse gas emissions, certainly carbon emission and methane emission. We need to save our planet. We need to move forward and be better stewards of the environment and pass on to the next generations of Americans and people in this that share this planet as their world. We need to be much more aggressive about that concept. He said during the course of the campaign, this was an idea that was formulated by the Chinese to make money. And now, as we speak, I heard very, very recently that he's now looking at it and giving
Times,
it serious consideration. Right. So,
he's open to it, he said.
Yeah. So it's a huge stretch from where he defined himself in the campaign. And, I would think the base, his base, being concerned about, a number of items, including that climate change issue, including building a wall, including incarcerating Hillary Clinton, are all things that he's walking away from and just taking a different approach.
Let's get philosophical for a moment. What does that mean to you that a guy can run for president, say all kinds of things, maybe mean them, maybe not, but then walk them back after the election and say, just kidding?
It has
bothersome.
Tremendous disingenuous quality. In this business, I think you need to, your word is your honor. And you need to define yourself in terms of where you are on issues, where you want to take this country, and how you're going to make that happen. And when you walk away from some of the basic platform principles you shared with your public in a base that you built, that support has to feel somewhat abandoned. And I think it's unhealthy to begin this way.
Well, he sort of soils the political class, doesn't he?
Well, it's amazing how we watched a huge field get pushed aside by the Republican Party for the emotionalizing that he did as an agent of response to fear and anger. And it proved enough for their party. And that labeling of your opponents, the simplistic repeated messaging,
little Marco
pounding away,
crazy, yeah. This one,
low energy Jeb,
yeah.
The crooked Hillary, mentioning this over and over, obviously penetrated the thinking of so many Americans, and it's hard to believe such simplistics could offer a victory.
There is a movement now, a lot of people talking about it, that Andrew Cuomo should be the next presidential candidate. Meantime, he's got some real problems. Two of his closest friends have been indicted. He said he was going to clean up Albany. This is very embarrassing. What do you make of it all?
Well, I think the party will probably, I think, swing more to a moderate tone rather than, I think the need for this country to hear from, a platform of true blue democratic principles, being there for the middle class, working families, having the initiatives put forth that will grow jobs or create a climate that fosters private sector job growth, worker training programs, responding to the needs of the great many out there who felt abandoned. And so I think, his voice, which takes us in that direction, is one that will be looked to. But it'll be interesting over the next year or two to see who starts to emerge as a power force.
Well, 4 years is a long time, especially when you're 75 years old. I should point out that you're not. I am. and
right behind you, brother.
So, some people have been telling me they've been waking up depressed after this election. Are you depressed?
Well, it was a downer. I think that, that was a great shot for us to go forward and build upon the legacy of President Obama. We stopped a recession, 800,000 to 900,000 jobs lost per month in that 2009 period when he entered in January of 2009. Since March of 2009, we've had nothing but private sector job growth repeatedly by every monthly measurement. That equates to about 15 million jobs. And, he, I think, really began the foundation and underpinning for our participation in an international marketplace, in an innovation economy. He's big on research. I remember walking in. I came in with that administration into the House, and I remember going over to the National Institute of Health within the first few weeks that I was serving in Washington, and you could cut the joy with a knife. You could just feel the liberated quality that surrounded people, that they could finally go and embrace science and embrace research. This has been the whole effort. So where we go now with the new administration, the messaging was departing from that sort of platform. It was parting company. As we've just mentioned, it's now a mixed message, and I'm trying to figure out just where we are with the definition of who President-elect Trump is and who President Trump will be.
It's always great to talk to our friend Paul Tunko from New York's 20th District. Paul, thank you so much for being with us. When we come back the next time, we'll talk about what goes on in the House of Representatives.
Okay.